Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. After the mammoth of an announcement of Priyanka Gandhi's political plunge, the Congress in a rally in Chhattisgarh on Monday has now announced that it would implement a minimum income guarantee plan for every poor if it is elected to power in the 2019 elections. Universal Basic Income is a social security plan where all citizens receive an unconditional sum of money. In developing countries, the scheme is usually implemented through a direct cash transfer scheme wherein the cash or the income is directly deposited in the beneficiary's bank account. Now, why this matters is because Rahul Gandhi's move comes ahead of the February 1st budget, in which the BJP-led government is expected to dole out their own version of an income scheme for the farmers. The government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi had been mulling over the idea of a UBI scheme ever since it was first brought up by the former chief economic advisor Arvind Subramaniam in the 2017 economic survey. But it wasn't until the BJP's defeat in the recent assembly elections, particularly in the states of Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh, which signaled an unhappy rural electorate, that the plan was seriously considered. The centre is now likely to make an announcement in the interim budget. However, Rahul Gandhi has clinched the first mover's advantage, which many say could have dire ramifications on the BJP's chances in the polls. Now, former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram backed the move and said that the scheme is possible to implement considering the fiscal situation of the Indians. The BJP, however, lashed out at the Congress, with the Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad saying, "The people of India know the reality of the Congress and have seen through its games." To shed a little perspective, earlier, the pilots of the minimum income guarantee plans were run by the UNICEF in the villages of Madhya Pradesh from 2011 to 2012. The pilot program, in which cash transfers were made to the several villagers, yielded positive results. However, economists have pointed out that apart from the huge administrative and fiscal costs that would have to be borne, the scheme will also have a negative impact on the state's impetus to deliver on other welfare schemes. Critics have also highlighted that the resources going towards such a poverty alleviation scheme should instead be utilized to generate jobs to directly address the rising rate of unemployment in the country. Sources have told CNN News 18 that the Shiv Sena and the BJP are in seat-sharing talks in Maharashtra for the upcoming polls. The BJP claimed there has been an agreement on almost 90% of the issues, while the Sena, on the other side, has hinted that an alliance will be formed on its own terms. It is expected that the BJP will agree to a 50-50 seat-sharing formula. However, Shiv Sena senior party leader Sanjay Raut on Friday said, and I quote, "We are the big brother in Maharashtra, we were the big brother and we will stay the big brother." Next up, the Yogi Adityanath-led government will be holding the first ever cabinet meeting at the Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj on Tuesday. The agenda of the meeting wasn't disclosed, but there are speculations that a 24-minister cabinet will be taking major decisions. Special security arrangements have been made around the Integrated Command and Control Centre in Sector 1 of the Kumbh Mela area, where the cabinet meeting is slated to take place. After the meeting, the CM, along with other ministers, are likely to take a dip in the holy waters of Sangam and also watch the recently released movie Uri, The Surgical Strike. Now, the film is set to be screened in a mobile theatre at the Kumbh Mela itself. Moving on, as protests against the citizenship bill continue, the Meghalaya CM along with the Assam Gana Parishad will convene an all-party meeting on the issue of the citizenship amendment bill at Guwahati today. On Monday, 64 civil society organizations in Manipur called for a statewide 24-hour-long ban set to take place on 30th January following a core committee meeting of the Manipur People Against Citizenship Amendment Bill, which is the MPACAB. Meanwhile, an all-party meeting chaired by Biren Singh was held at the CM residence, in which it was decided that a delegation comprising of representatives of all parties will be sent to pressure the centre to include a clause clause in the bill that protects the state's indigenous population. Today's meeting in Guwahati will be attended by CM Konrad Sangma, Mizoram CM Zorma Thanga and representatives of political parties from Tripura, Arunachal, Manipur and Nagaland. With that, let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. Now, Karnataka CM HD Kumaraswamy on Monday said that he is willing to step down if the Congress does not control its MLAs. The CM made the remarks after the MLAs of the Siddaramaiah camp in a scathing criticism to the government said that no development work had taken place in the state since the government was voted to power. Congress's C. Puthuranga Shetty also declared that he still considers Siddaramaiah as the chief minister of the state. Now, Congress leader and former CM of the state, Siddaramaiah, however, has denied there being any hostilities between the coalition partners and went as far as blaming the media for creating trouble. The conflict comes against the backdrop of weeks of anxiety over alleged poaching attempts by the BJP. Now, in a report that was released by the National Law University of Delhi, it was revealed that 2018 turned out to be the year with the highest number of death penalties in nearly two decades. According to the information that was released in a report titled The Death Penalty in India Annual Statistics 2018, 162 persons were sentenced to death in the past year. With 22 death sentences, Madhya Pradesh topped the list, which used capital punishment mostly in cases of sexual assaults on children. Maharashtra followed with 16 deaths, and this was followed by Karnataka and Uttar Pradesh, which witnessed 15 capital punishments each last year. There were no death sentences in Jammu and Kashmir, Goa, and 6 of the 7 northeastern states, which includes Assam. Now, the crucial Jind bipolls of Haryana that took place yesterday witnessed a turnout of 70% with people of the constituency casting their votes in the 71 polling booths. Major parties, including the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress, have fielded their candidates for yesterday's elections that is being touted as a litmus test for the upcoming polls. The bipoll was necessitated following the death of INLD MLA Harichand Meeda, whose son Krishna Meeda recently joined the BJP and is the Saffron Party's candidate for the by-election. After one body was retrieved from the rat hole mines of Meghalaya's East Jayantia Hills, the Navy and the NDRF are now engaged in efforts to rescue another body from the 370-foot deep coal mine. On 13th of December, water from the nearby Lytian River flooded a network of tunnels in the illegal rat hole coal mine in Lumthari village of East Jayantia Hills that trapped 15 men and prompted a multi-agency rescue attempt. Nearly 37 days into the rescue operations, the rescue team finally managed to retrieve the remains of the first miner, who was identified as Amir Hussain from the Assam's Chirang district. Now, rescue efforts to retrieve the second body are likely to develop over today. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.